259-9231. As we launch in hour number three of the program, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We continue our conversation over from last hour. For those just joining us, last hour we discussed a couple of instances of some teenagers being forced into prostitution in two different instances. One was in New York City, where a 14-year veteran of the police department, a detective, was caught for forcing a 13-year-old girl into sex slavery as a prostitute. The other story was from Fort Worth, Texas, where a gang of teenagers was forcing teenage girls between the ages of 12 and 16 into prostitution as well. And, of course, Mark, you and I both agree that prostitution should be re-legalized. However, I say that even young people engaging in the activity, you know, 14, 15, 16, teenagers should also be able to engage in this business without facing the prospect of jail time or having their profits confiscated by the police, because if we don't do that, inevitably they will end up still in the black market, still being forced into sex slavery. And we can come back to that, but Fred's on the line in Montana. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Right. Getting back to the instance, we've talked about that already. But getting back to the free market, I don't care if it's prostitution, drugs, alcohol, whatever it is. If we privatized everything and had a free market controller, look at the jobs we would lose in this country.
Lose?
Oh, we'd lose thousands of jobs. Number one, look at all the government jobs we lose.
Uh-huh.
The ones who are making out from all this chaos.
Yeah, but that's okay.
They're not producing anything.
They could go get real jobs, Fred. It doesn't mean that.
I agree.
Yeah.
But up in Canada, this is from the Imprimis. It's a newsletter from Hillsdale College.
Yeah, it's great. That's great. I get it.
A couple
too.
Months ago in Canada, they created 56,000 new jobs. It's really sounding good. But look at the numbers. They found that out of the 56,000 jobs, 43,000 were all public employee jobs.
Right. You know,
that's the same thing that's happening in this country.
I totally agree with you. Public employee jobs, I totally agree. Public employee jobs are in, you know, to some extent or another, every public employee job is a make-work job.
And it's a welfare job.
Right. We're forced to pay these people. Now, if I'm forced to pay a public works guy to pick up rocks in one place and move rocks to another place and then pick them up and move them back to the same place, have we, as the public, gained in any way?
No.
No. The only way you can decide whether a job is worth having around is to have it in the free market.
Right. How many politicians you hear, if I get elected, I'm going to run government like I do a business.
Yeah.
I'll never run a business. You have a bottom line. You go too high, you're out of business. You like say you're selling a product for a dollar, and you get greedy, I'm going to sell for $5. Well, the public says, the heck with you, they're not going to buy your product. But in government, they can do the same thing. Just jack up taxes that we're forced to pay them.
Absolutely. This government should have been out of business decades ago.
They will never allow it to happen.
I understand that, and that's why it's the police chiefs that are the primary opponents when it comes to legalizing drugs or re-legalizing prostitution. It's the police chiefs that come out and are the most vociferous and loud-mouthed opponents against it. They don't care about freedom. They're not there just enforcing the law. They're actively in support of the law because, as you say, it means bigger budgets for them and more power for them. That's what they want.
Look at Prohibition back in the 30s. Yeah, we created the mafia. We made the mafia so rich because of Prohibition. They were richer than most nations. And once they legalized the alcohol again, the mafia had to go back underground.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing with any of the free market stuff.
You know, and now that they've legalized, to some extent, Lotto, the mafia can't run numbers anymore either.
That's right.
You know,
that was big business.
Yep, and so
now the government's running the numbers.
They're stuck with prostitution and drugs. And if we took away prostitution and drugs away from them, they really wouldn't have anything left to
do.
They would have guns, but you just can't make. There's just not enough money.
It's not as consumable.
Yeah.
One more thing on prostitution. I think if prostitution was legal, you wouldn't have nowhere near the amount of divorces. Because right now, a woman, you know, men are so dumb.
You are not helping this case.
What?
I said you are not helping this case.
Well, see,
because that's
so
the biggest concern.
If prostitution was legal, you wouldn't have the divorce problem because women couldn't hold, you know, their bodies over that man.
That's an interesting point. That would really change relationships in America for
right.
the better.
Well, for the better for men. Now, you see, the biggest problem with legalizing prostitution, and I haven't said it ever, but it has been said on the show, and it was said by Todd, one of our co-hosts, before he was ever a co-host, is he said he doesn't agree with prostitution because he's married, and that's the crux of it. Most men are scared to agree with prostitution because they know their wives really hate the idea.
Oh, I see.
And why do their wives hate the idea?
Because what I'm saying.
What's that?
Say again, Frank.
Gentlemen, you guys have a good night.
We missed what you said, dude. All right. Good night.
Good night.
You know, women have this commodity with which they're able to control relationships, and relationships have not evolved in this society to the give and take that they really should, and that is the reason that prostitution isn't legal, okay? Sorry.
1-800-259-9231. So back to the issue, because when we're talking about teenagers and prostitution, and I said that, teen girls that are engaging in this behavior should not be taken to prison. They should not have their profits confiscated by the police. You inevitably took it to the absurd, disgusting level of talking about a six-year-old.
Well, it's going to go to that level. That society is going to bring you to that level.
I understand.
We have had enough stories to know that's true.
Let's break it down, okay? Let's look at this, because it's you were talking about it like a family pimping out their six-year-old kid, female, male, whatever, pimping out their six-year-old son or daughter to whoever was willing to pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly there are different methods that one could utilize that aren't all necessarily invasive. So my question for you, Mark, certainly if the person is being harmed in some way, if the young person is being physically harmed, obviously damage has been done. There's some action that could be taken.
Forced to do something they don't want to do.
Like eat their vegetables?
Yeah. That's what it amounts to in this particular circumstance. Look, one point it's eat your vegetables. The next point it's have sex with this old guy. What's the difference?
That's what I'm saying. What's the difference? It's none of my damn business. It's none of my business. What you do in your family, what weirdo things your family does, if that's something your family's involved in, that's your family's business and it's not mine. If you're not hurting the kid, then I don't see what the issue is. If the kid is being harmed physically, then I say go and rescue him. If you care that much, if you're aware of the situation, because first of all, the number one problem is you're just not going to know. The number one issue here is
I'll give you that.
Most people are going to be completely unaware of something like this going on. But presuming you accidentally came across that information and were 100% certain that your next door neighbors were engaging in prostituting their six-year-old and they were being harmed, then you could go and rescue them and take them to some home and then deal with it in arbitration if necessary. But what if they weren't being harmed? What if they were involved in some sexual activity that didn't involve tearing of tissue or didn't involve some sort of physical damage? Does that count as harm? Is that something where the government should get involved? Or is that just some weird family thing that should be left the hell alone?
God, I don't know, Ian.
Well, exactly. Where do you draw the line?
I can tell you here. Here's where I draw the line. The line is drawn, when it comes to prostitution, the line is drawn at 16 years old.
All right, look, so now you've got a 14-year-old going out and selling herself. What
to
are you
whom?
Doing? To men?
Hold on just a second. These men have the option of going to a 16-year-old prostitute. That would
they
be
want,
completely...
They want the forbidden fruit, Mark. They want the forbidden fruit.
Chop their heads off.
What about her? Did she get to keep her money?
Nah, chop her head off, too. I don't
care. So awful.
Now you're just being silly. I just can't deal with it. My mind cannot get around this issue.
You better deal with it, because even if prostitution is re-legalized, you're putting teen girls in danger because they're going to want to get a piece of the action, and as a result, they're going to have to hook up with a pimp. They're going to get beaten. They're going to be threatened.
I don't think the market will be there for a 14-year-old prostitute.
The cop that we talked about last rush hour, the 35-year-old cop.
The market is there for a 13-year-old because prostitution is illegal across the board. If we had 16-year-old girls, if it was legal for a 16-year-old.
It'd be reduced, I agree, but there's still people out there that would be looking for the forbidden fruit.
Just a few people chop their heads off.
This is Free Talk Live. I want to hear your thoughts.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-330-1104. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-330-1104. 1-800-330-1104.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 postpaid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Let Sears keep you warm this winter with a new Carrier or Kenmore heating system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 020208. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Call now for your new heating system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746. Sears, where it begins.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those. on us, including the live streams, broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both for free for you at freetalklive.com.
You can lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet. This amazing doctor-recommended product you can check out at ftldiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. That's ftldiscount.com.
Still to come, the IRS speaks out about the Wesley Snipes case. We'll see what their excuse is. But first, we go to the phones and talk to Jason in Ohio. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, I had something I wanted to bring up. Before I do, if I could comment on the last caller.
Sure.
I'm always kind of perplexed when I am a libertarian, but I'm always kind of perplexed when libertarians bring up, try to act like things that should be legalized and make the argument that they should be legalized because they're good things. I mean, to me, prostitution is not a good thing. I find it to be a destructive thing, but that doesn't mean I want it to be illegal. That's the whole marriage argument I found kind of preposterous.
But, well, I'll go to defense for prostitution. What's wrong? What's not good about prostitution?
Well, I mean, I will say I'm not a conservative in the fact, in the way that I vote or believe politically, but I am a conservative in the way I live my life, and I view those kind of things. I view prostitution as harmful to families, and I view families as an important part of it.
But wait a minute,
Okay,
what about single men? They don't have families to deal with, so is it harmful to their parents if they have sex with a prostitute?
No, this is where a lot of this comes from religion as well.
So you're saying it's only harmful to, like, married people having sex outside of their relationship?
Honestly, I'm not judgmental to someone who would choose to do these kind of things.
Okay.
But I do feel like, overall, it would be best if people were more monogamous than less. And again, this isn't something
if you're a single man and you're having sex with one prostitute at a time, then you're being monogamous.
No.
I don't know about out of time. But
I think that prostitution is a valuable service that, again, has been around for all of time. In fact, I have a story, I don't know, maybe we'll get to it later this week, or maybe, I don't know, maybe sometime. It was about how monkeys actually engage in prostitution. So, I mean, it really is the oldest profession.
There's two things I'm not going to argue. That is, one, it's never going to go away.
Right.
And two, it is definitely of value to many people.
Sure.
That doesn't mean that we should encourage it, is my opinion.
Well, when you say encourage it, I mean, legalizing isn't encouraging it.
Absolutely not.
It's just acknowledging that it's happening.
I'm not saying we should keep it illegal.
Okay.
I think that that's a very immoral use of force, more immoral than the act of hiring a prostitute.
Right. I'm not saying go out and be a prostitute. I'm just saying that those who want to engage in those things should be allowed to.
And now let me...
sorry, Mark.
Let me defend Fred's position rather than Ian's, which says that you shouldn't outlaw prostitution for married men when there are single men out there, which is a very valid argument. But what about Fred's position that some relationships, not mine, there's a dynamic where sex is used as a bartering tool inside the relationship, and it's lorded over guys, and that in and of itself causes problems inside the relationship. What he's saying is that prostitution would relieve would do away with that dynamic simply because the option was out there. Look, you can't lord this over me. I have options.
And that's where I get off the bus.
Okay. Well,
because,
now hold on. He's not arguing for being able to actually enact that. He's just saying having the options. The fact that the person can use sex to get, we're going to do this and this or that and that inside the relation, for the relationship. We're going to buy this car. You're going to do this or do that, or you're not getting sex. And I think that's a very base way for adults to interact. I think that sex is a cornerstone of intimacy inside of marriage. Disagreement or not, that's not the way adults act.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely an unhealthy relationship. But the thing is that for most relationships, a man who there are some relationships where it would work just fine, where both would be okay with a man hiring a prostitute. But for most relationships, that's not the case.
I'm not sure that Fred was even saying that.
No, let's
take this into a different area. Let's talk about food preparation for a second. Let's say that whenever you do something that your wife doesn't like, she uses food preparation as a tool to get what she wants. and then someone opens a restaurant in town. Suddenly, for $8.50, you can get a beverage, a meal, and dessert for $8.50, and her food preparation argument goes from, now I'm going to, I'm going to starve, to, wow, for is all you're lording over me is $8.50? Yeah, this isn't worth it to me. I'm going to go get the meal or whatever. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not the fact that you went and got the meal. It's the ability. It's the understanding that changes the relationship entirely. You understand it. She understands it.
I understand, except that the fact that if a prostitute costs $50, that doesn't mean that the monogamy of the relationship can be bought and sold for $51.
I would totally, totally agree.
No doubt about that. Now,
all I'm saying is that it changes the dynamic of the relationship, and the woman can no longer, that woman in that particular instance can no longer lord that kind of thing over their husband.
Well, besides all that, I don't think that even in the world of re-legalized prostitution that you would have men being upfront with their wives about going to a prostitute. I don't think that would happen very much just due to the conciliatory nature of most people when it comes to their sexual activities. So, whether the prostitute was legal or illegal, the man's going to go and sneak around, or the woman will go and sneak around. Whoever's going to do their cheating is going to go and cheat, regardless of the legality situation.
Yeah,
I think
people cheat, and that's a fact of life. But to me, a much more persuasive argument than, prostitution would give us benefits if we legalized it would be, it would be safer, it's not a proper use of force, it's a waste of money, et cetera, et cetera. But, I've heard other people make similar arguments, crack cocaine should be legal. Well, I agree, crack cocaine should be legal, but don't turn around and tell me because it has all these medical benefits. We all know it's bad for you. So let's not pretend that when we legalize. I think that saying that it's a good thing is kind of giving in to the statist argument that everything that is bad should be illegal. And so in order to try and make the argument for legality, we're now saying, oh, it's good. Well, no, it's not good.
No, I only said it was good when you called to say it was bad. Our other arguments were exactly what you said. It would increase safety. The things are already going on. It wouldn't ruin people's lives. And we made all those arguments last hour. You called in and said you were personally against it because you thought it was bad. And that's when I said, well, I'll swing for it. I think it's not necessarily bad. I think it can be a good thing.
Well, he was arguing against Fred, not you.
I see. All right, next point. Anything else, Jason?
Yeah, guys, sorry about going on that. I actually had a question about, I had a question for Mark, actually.
Yeah.
I saw on the Ridley Report.
Which is awesome. You can go check it out at RidleyReport.com.
That man, he gets so many free plugs on this show, it's amazing.
He's done something really kind of unique.
It's a great product.
And cool.
Yeah.
And I get excited when a new one comes out.
Yeah. So what about the Ridley Report?
Great service. I go there every day. But I saw, Mark, that you're building a house.
Yes. I'm getting some help.
By yourself. Well, with some help. But it seems that you're doing it. From scratch.
From
I was wondering, how much are you saving, and what are you going to end up with? Are you going to have? Is it going to be a house that? Is it going to have? Is it going to be pulled in heat and cold, and is it going to be comfortable? And how?
No, it's just a teepee.
Mark will explicate the details on his house here in moments. Jason, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Prostitution, taxes, Mark's house, whatever you want to talk about. It goes if you make the call. This is Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit,
Our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic.
Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
On September 11, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At righttoredress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union, and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, you can bring us anything. Toll free, 800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give away all the features there, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, grab it from the front page, totally free. FreeTalkLive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use the code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. Now, a few moments ago, Jason was on the line from Ohio asking you a little bit about your house, Mark. So give us the rundown.
Well, there's no house there yet.
You're building it.
Yeah, I own a piece of property near Keene.
Now, the reason he was asking is because it was reported on the Ridley Report, mm-hmm. at RidleyReport.com. So you can actually go and see footage of Mark banging away in the snow on building his house.
Looks very authentic. You'd think I was out there doing it myself instead of, you know, just having free staters do it all for me.
You're paying those guys, by the way. He didn't mention that in the report, but it's not like those guys are coming out there every day to work for free for you.
But they're doing it at an incredibly reduced rate. You know, they're...
You got the free stater discount.
I really do. I really got to thank Jim and Roger. They're making it all happen.
We can give Roger a free plug. PoliticalGraffiti.com is his website, and he's a video editor by trade, actually, and he's very talented. He's done some of the best Free State Project-related videos that are on the Internet.
I should hope so, considering it's his job. What he asked was sort of how much am I saving by building rather than
buying a house from a contractor?
Right, having it, buying a house from a contractor, a mobile kit, or something like that. It's difficult to say. You certainly do save by building a kit over, you know, having a contractor build a house for you, custom. They say at the architect's, it's First Day Cottage. You can go to firstdaycottage.com. Not cottages, cottage. And they say $40,000 to $60,000 you save. maybe you can save that. But right now, with the housing market going down, you can pick up a lot of pre-loved houses out there very cheaply. And I'm not sure that I'm necessarily saying that it's the right thing for everyone. I think that you know, all the paperwork I had to go through with dealing with the county, or the town and that kind of thing, it's been a real pain dealing with different kind of contractors, because you can't do everything on your own. You walk away feeling just, man, I just did not get the best part of this deal. You know, you get quoted one thing and suddenly it's triple or something like that. I think that if you want to know what you're going to pay and you're sort of first-timing it and that kind of thing, unless you have a piece of property that's been given to you by your family, that this probably isn't necessarily the way to go. It's something to investigate. It's right for some people, but, you know what you're getting when you're buying a house, sometimes, unless there's problems with it. Real estate, tricky stuff.
There you go. 800-259-9231.
But I will have a brand new house, and I'll know everything about it when I'm done.
That's a good point.
Yeah, and that's nice, you know, when you have to, you know, repair things. If you don't know what's been done to the house previously, then it can make problems harder.
Learning process, that's for sure. Let's go to Mark, who's on the line in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live, Mark.
How's it going?
Hey, great. What's good on your mind tonight?
First of all, my name is Mac.
It's Mac. Mac in Georgia.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah, I listen to the podcast every day while I'm at work, and I was listening to two of them that I had missed earlier in the week, one about the lady who was dragged out of a car because she didn't want to stop on a deserted road.
Yeah, the cop ran her off the road and then just broke her window and pulled her out of the car and then proceeded to put his knee in her back and generally treat her awful.
And the second one is about the Icelandic woman. She overstayed her visa in 95, and she was treated like a common criminal.
Yes, that's right. Detained for, 24 hours with barely any food and treated like crap.
I'll tell you this. I'm a military police officer. Mm-hmm. I work for the South Carolina State Guard, state militia.
Okay.
Doing emergency response. I also work with civilian law enforcement. If I did something like that, I'd be sitting in jail cell because, not all police officers are all bad. It's just
that's true.
You jackasses make everybody look bad.
Well, and there are some real scumbags out there, but the problem really comes in when the cops get caught doing something awful like they did to the lady running her off the road, and then the sheriff comes to their defense. So when you really have a problem is when it's the sheriff and the upper echelon of the police department that is the most corrupt, and they back up the bad guys. That's the real issue.
I think that I could probably... What's that?
It's the blue wall.
The thin blue line or blue wall. Yeah.
I could get on board with it as long as the cops got the same punishment that everyone else would.
I think they should get worse punishments.
Well, at the very least.
Be a higher standard. How do you feel about that?
I mean, I think I should be held to a higher standard. My colleagues should be held to a higher standard because, if you have these fools getting, been bullied when it was little kids to get that badge in the gun, they think, the Superman. They can do anything they want to do.
And they can in many cases. They really do. In some cases, we've talked about a handful, at least in the last year or two, where cops have gotten away with murder. Literally.
I don't mean to cut you off, but...
No, go ahead.
No, please.
This reminds me of a story down here in Savannah a couple months ago. This officer was chasing a parole violator. He was having about five or six blocks away from me. He was chasing the guy. And they don't know what happened, but the officer saying that they got into a physical altercation. Nobody knows what happened, but all they know that the officer shot the man. Shot the man dead. And the officer saying that he got, more or less, he got his ass whooped. And the guy was trying to reach for his gun.
But
the guy was just being trigger happy. The police, the metropolitan police around here has a reputation of being trigger happy. Even though I'm a police officer, I have had a couple of run-ins over stupid stuff and disorderly conduct from when I had this security and stuff. And some of them, like I said, they get that badge and gun, man. They think they can do anything they want to do. Nobody can stop them. And I'm like, that's just wrong.
Yeah. Yep, it absolutely is. I mean, the fact is, people that are in search of power, you know, they're attracted to jobs like that. The sadists out there, the sickos, the ones that want to wield their power over others are attracted to those jobs. And so are good people like you, people that want to make a difference for other people. But the problem is the sadists, they end up moving up in the ranks and they back up the other sadists and it becomes a good old boys club. And then the good guys, they get so fed up that they throw in the towel and they say, oh, there's nothing. I can't change this agency from the inside. I'm tired of working next to these scumbags. I'm out of here. So it usually ends up that all the good guys end up quitting.
I tell you, I also take college classes in criminal justice. I'm working on my bachelor's of science in criminal justice. One of my professors was talking about how police officers go through it. You know, a police officer will usually start out in his first year, you know, full of ideals. He wanna try tackling the crime problem at a different approach. You could take that same police officer who's been in about 5, 6, 7, 8 years, and they burn out just for that same reason, you know?
Because they can't take a different approach, because they have to follow the department's, whatever their rules are, and they can't veer away from that, is what you're saying.
And it's not just the department. You know, the public, you know? Like I said, the police in this Savannah area, I live outside my jurisdiction, which is something I kind of regret. If I wasn't in college, trust me, I would be living in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
But the police have a reputation of being trigger happy, heavy-handed, and just plain rude. And in the case of the Savannah Metropolitan Police Department, about 75-80%, that is true.
There you go. I mean, from a police officer himself, Mac, you're saying that 75-80% of the people you work with are heavy-handed and trigger-happy. I mean,
the ones that I encounter, because like I said, I'm
sure,
military
military
department, but I live in Savannah, Georgia.
Mac, we're out of time, my friend, but thank you for the call tonight and the expertise, and thanks for listening to the show. Hopefully you'll check out Law Enforcement Against Prohibition if you haven't done so yet. I always like to recommend that to the Leos that call in. That's Law Enforcement Against Prohibition at leap.com, or excuse me, leap.cc, leap.cc. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It's progressing. It's only a matter of time until it's completely taken over our lives. We are entering martial law. Clearly, America has all the signs. There is no time like the present to get prepared by protecting yourself and your family. Find the information you need to arm yourself with an info bomb ebook at survivemartiallaw.com. This ebook will tell you everything you need to know about how to prepare and handle living in martial law. The worst part of martial law is the beginning stages. SurviveMartialLaw.com will show you how to stay calm and how to act around controlling troops. Get tips on where to store valuables, emergency food, and what signs to look for. Surviving martial law can be difficult, but it is possible. Arm yourself with knowledge, as this will be the only weapon you will have to protect yourself and your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com. That's SurviveMartialLaw.com. Or call 608-819-8011. That's 608-819-8011 to order this hard-hitting ebook today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, all moments remain. You can still take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Bring up what you want. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the program, want to help us out a little bit, then head over to amp.freetalklive.com and become a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is a simple one. Your $3 a month comes into the show and goes right back out, and it is reinvested into getting Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, getting the message of freedom and liberty spread as far and as wide and as fast as possible. Get signed up and get some perks, too. You get access to the AMP-only call-in line, chat room, and forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. All right, the latest on the Snipes trial is that the IRS has come out with a statement, or some IRS-supporting folks here, a former IRS commissioner, as a matter of fact. This from the Associated Press. Apparently, at a time when millions of Americans are buckling down to prepare their taxes, Wesley Snipes is being cast as a villainous example of the dangers of joining with internet-fueled activists who claim the IRS has no authority to collect taxes. Snipes, the star of Blade and White Men Can't Jump, is on trial with two tax protesters in one of the biggest criminal cases in IRS history. And the agency hopes the media attention on the matter will dissuade others in the tax avoidance movement from trying to outwit the government. Sheldon Cohen, who was IRS commissioner and general counsel in the 1960s, said, "People who do it openly and notoriously, you've got to go after them. Not because he's that important or the amount of money is that important, but because there are others who may be foolish enough to follow." Now, what do you think they're so afraid of? I mean, are they really just looking out for you? Is that the idea here? The message they're trying to convey here is that don't get suckered in here, folks. Just keep paying your taxes. You wouldn't want to be a fool and stop paying them, because obviously you might go to jail. I mean, that's clearly the one of the risks that you would be taking. You might lose your assets. They might seize your house or your car or your bank account. And they like to go after the bank account, because that one's real easy to get. All the banks will turn over your bank account
quickly.
Still. But those are the obvious consequences of not paying federal taxes. But the reason they're coming out with this, and I love his last statement, we'll get to that here in a moment. The reason they're coming out with this is because they're deathly afraid that others might follow in the footsteps of Wesley Snipes, or in the footsteps of others who have gone before him with perhaps less notoriety, the Irwin Schiffs of the world, for instance.
Now, I'm not saying you should follow Wesley Snipes or Irwin Schiff, because I don't know if those guys had it right. I don't know if what their process was. I don't know what they were doing. I heard Snipes was filing returns, you know, and doing some legal meandering or playing around, you know, writing zeros, or I don't know what exactly his approach was. But each of these tax avoidance people has their own different approach, and that's not the purpose of what I'm talking about here. The purpose is to simply point out how the IRS is responding. Snipes, who could be getting up to 16 years in prison if convicted on all the counts, though it should be noted sentences that long are unusual. His two co-defendants are an anti-tax ideologue who refuses to defend himself in court and an accountant who lost his licenses. The trio rested their defense Monday without calling any witnesses, saying they didn't need to. The assistant U.S. attorney said, "Nobody likes paying taxes, but paying taxes is the price we pay to live in a civilized society." Now, talk about a cliche.
It's kind of sick that in order to have a civilized society, is what he's claiming, we have to throw our citizens in jail for not participating.
Right.
And the other thing is, you know, the only debtor that you can go to jail for owing is the government.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with that?
Well, you're absolutely right, Mark. And to look at this claim that taxes are the price we pay to live in a civilized society, you absolutely hit on it. In fact, how could anyone claim that it's civilized to threaten your neighbors? Because that's what's going on here.
Yeah.
You're paying taxes not because you feel obligated to. You're paying taxes because you know you're going to get hurt. You know that some scary guys with guns are possibly going to take you away from your loved ones and put you in a cold, dark place for a number of years. Or impoverish you, do some harm to you. They're going to harm your way of life if you don't pay them. Now, this particular band of gangsters calls themselves the IRS or calls themselves the government. But fundamentally, it's no different from a gang of thugs walking down the street and accosting you. It's fundamentally no different. Now, that's not very civilized. I don't think anyone would agree that a band of thugs accosting you on the street is in any way civilized, but somehow when the IRS does it, it's the price we pay for a civilized society. Nonsense.
I think Ron Paul made the best argument about this during his campaign, that if we got rid of the IRS, if we shut the doors, if we fired all the bureaucrats, we would still be making the same amount of money that we had in the late 90s. We, the United States government, would still be making from all the other crap that it's involved in the same amount of money as it was in the late 90s. Wasn't the government too big in the late 90s?
Yes.
Wasn't it involved in too much stuff in the late 90s?
Isn't that why the contract with America was created, you know, to pare down the size of government? Which, of course, they didn't take that contract very seriously, did they? Of course, then again, none of us actually signed that contract, so it really wasn't a contract in the first place. But let's continue here with another absurd claim. The attorney, this is again the assistant U.S. attorney, who said in his closing arguments, "And it's the law! And that's what this case is about. It's about three men who felt they were above the law." Which is typical. Remember, he's giving this as a closing argument to the jury. And, of course, it's being reported in the news. This is, you know, an important propaganda piece for the IRS, this AP article.
Yeah.
But basically, that line of reasoning appeals to the nationalistic sentiment that we're all, you know, this is a nation of laws, we have to obey the law, these men tried to act as though they're above the law, so therefore, you good citizens on the jury, you good citizens pay your taxes, you good citizens have been paying your fair share, and these three men have said they're better than you. These three men they claim to be above the law. You show them what's for, jury members. You put them in jail. They're bad, bad men. You know, that's the appeal that they're essentially making, is they're not paying their fair share. When, of course, the real viewpoint should be, well, these three men have had the courage to keep the money that they earned. And don't you wish that you had that courage, too? Well, I wish more Americans thought that way, but they don't.
I'd be very interested in a tax trial that went like you're talking about from principle. But most of them, it seems, are based on these sort of silly
schemes.
Yeah, schemes.
Right.
Which, you know, I God bless all the people that are doing them. But I understand that they're essentially coming from a similar standpoint as we are. But I just don't think you should play around with the government. I think it's like wagging a stick at a tiger.
Well, in this case, I agree that their schemes...
If you're not going to pay taxes, just stop filing.
Agreed. Agreed.
I did that at one point. Now, I happen to be in prison, so and wasn't earning any money, but how do they know?
Yeah. I completely agree, and that's where I think Wesley Snipes and many of those who have gone before him and lost time and time again have gone wrong.
Well, Wesley Snipes has a problem in the fact that he is a celebrity, and I think they go after celebrities.
But even so, his approach is still, it's still one of those schemes where basically what these people do is they pour through the tax code and they find different parts in the code which they believe exempt them from paying the tax, and they try to go into the government courts and make an argument based on their interpretation of the law, and they say, well, you know, the law says this and that, and it only says that foreigners have to pay the tax, or the 16th Amendment wasn't correctly ratified, or they try to base their non-payment of taxes on some legal argument.
Mm-hmm.
And you're playing their game at that point. I think that the approach should be, where's the obligation? How is an obligation created for me to pay this tax? If I explicitly agreed to pay the tax, then I should pay it. If I entered into some sort of an agreement that said I would do this in return for this, then, okay, we've got an agreement. It's explicit. It's a contract. My name's on the line. I agreed to this. It's clear evidence of that. That should be done. That doesn't exist with taxes. It doesn't exist. And so basically coming out and saying, look, I never agreed to any of this, pointing out that the government is just, you know, essentially an agency of coercive force that's making threats, and coming at it from that point to where it doesn't matter what the law says. Many of these people say, show me the law. That's a frequent thing that you'll hear amongst the tax protesters. Mm-hmm. Just show us the law. We've been asking for years for the IRS to show us the law, and they refuse to. And it's true. The IRS doesn't. But the IRS can say, well, look at all these court cases where we've convicted you. We don't have to show you the law. It's right. Clear the judges believe the law exists. And so, again...
Right, and law is, to some extent, cumulatively, the court cases that are out there.
Right. So standing on the law is inevitably going to result in the government pulling that law right out from underneath you and then beating you over the head with it. I don't think that's the appropriate way to approach these things, and I think Wesley Snipes is going to lose his case. We'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Until we reject the concept of taxes themselves, we'll continue to be beaten again and again in these government courts. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org. That's 888-LIB-DOLLAR or libertydollar.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Why can